With new details in the deadly school shooting in California, police say it all unfolded in just 16 seconds.
The shooter wounded several classmates, killing two of them. Gunfire rang out as students were gathering outside Saugus High School north of Los Angeles.
And a music teacher is being called a hero for helping to save a 14-year-old who was shot in the hip and the shoulder. That teacher barricaded a classroom with a piano and treated the girl's wounds.
Choir teacher Caitlin Holt was barricading her class with a piano when 14-year-old Addison was rushed in. Shot in both the hip and shoulder.
So at what point then did you realize that one of the students in your classroom had been shot? Did you know right away?
No, actually, that was one of the girls who had run in, and she also did not realize that she had been shot. It wasn't until I had gathered all the students in my office and everyone was sitting down that she said to me, I think I may have been shot.
What do you think, I'm stupid? I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Twice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and she actually didn't notice the second one until I was wrapping the first one. And she was responsive for the duration that I was taking care of her.
That's amazing. Incredible bravery, really, on both your parts.
She was doing well, as much as I could say. After this, she was doing well, as much as I could say.
I should not have to go to school and fear for my life. I go to school so I can get an education, so I can become a doctor, so I can go and pursue my dreams. I shouldn't fear for my life. I'm not a target. And this is, unfortunately, Trump's America, and it breaks my heart to know that more students have to die before we realize that this is an issue and we need to take action. And I vow to myself today, every day from now on, that I'm going to take action and I'm going to stand up for gun control. So I can become a doctor.
This is our dressing room for the girls. It's pretty spacey. There's another part down there. But yeah, we're actually doing a run through the show.
Mason Wells, who was lucky to be alive after he was injured in the Brussels terror blast. Amazingly, this wasn't his first brush with terror. During the Boston Marathon bombing, he was just a block away. And last November, he and his dad were in France during that terrorist attack.
I actually saw fire in front of my face and on the ground around me. And I know that the burns came from that. My body was kind of lifted off the ground during the first blast, very loud. And I started running towards the exit. A lot of people started running towards the exit. And I had taken a couple steps. About 3 seconds later, the second blast went off, and it went off to my right, and I could feel the blast.
This woman found herself running for her life in a mass shooting at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California.
Oh, man. This is not happening again.
Incredibly, less than 2 years ago, she also survived the massacre in Las Vegas.
You don't want to die.
At the Garlic Festival, Alicia Olive was sending out live video over Facebook.
We were at the Route 91 concert when the shooting happened.
We hear the pop, 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 pop.
Alicia is now revealing to Inside Edition that it was her heightened sense of alert from having survived the Vegas shooting that helped her get herself and others onto a bus to hide in Gilroy.
My friends thought it was fireworks, but I knew that it wasn't.
Right by her side was Chris Cook. Incredibly, this was his second mass shooting as well.
One person ran and another person was running. And wow, not again, you know.
Chris and Alicia met through a Las Vegas shooting survivors group.
We are following breaking news out of Southern California. At least 11 people shot inside of a nightclub in Ventura, California. This is a look from above the Borderline Bar and Grill.
Unbelievably, at least 3 people inside Borderline were also at that country music festival in Las Vegas last October, the worst mass shooting in U.S. history.
That's a phone call that no parent should ever have to get, let alone twice.
Danielle Merrill also survived both shootings.
I heard the first 2 rounds and I was out.
You know those exits?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why you survived?
Yeah. Definitely. Unfortunately, Rue prepared me for things like this.
Tel Orfano survived the Vegas shooting too, but he couldn't escape the deadly hail of bullets here. His distraught father blames the shooter's rampage on gun culture in America.
We asked Telemachus' father to share a few words about his son.
He was a survivor. He was a survivor of Las Vegas. And how ironic, right? That my son, who's a survivor of Las Vegas, okay, and was a bit of a gun enthusiast, should be killed this way. He was a survivor. He was a survivor. And how ironic, right?
Incredibly, he survived the Las Vegas shooting in October of last year, only to be killed in Wednesday night's violence. His mother has a powerful message calling for gun control.
I don't want prayers. I don't want thoughts. I want gun control, and I hope to God nobody else sends me any more prayers. I want gun control. No more guns.
Okay.
Now, you'll see some people out in the crowd tonight who are wearing the shirt that I am, where it says Gilroy Strong. And those have to be more than just words. We have to speak those words, we have to believe those words, and then we have to live those words. So with me right now, I'm going to say we are, and I want you to say Gilroy Strong. And we're going to do this three times because we're going to take that first step together to say these words, to believe these words, and then to live these words. So please join me now. We are Gilroy Strong. We are Gilroy Strong. We are Gilroy Strong.
Some of you may not be from Parkland, but tonight we are all Parkland Strong.
We are part of Team Newtown Strong.
We are all Saugus Strong now.
Saugus Strong.
And the fact that now they're all rallying behind the phrase Vegas Strong.
And now the Virginia Beach Strong Act is law.
El Paso Strong.
That of Northern California, three people are dead as well as the gunman. Three victims. The gunman is the fourth victim after a shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival last night.
I was shot in the back running, and I miraculously, it didn't hit any organs in a super, you know, in a way that I can't heal from. It grazed my lung, it went through my liver, and it punctured my diaphragm, but the liver's, it's the best organ, I guess, is what the doctors have been telling me. It heals really fast, so I'm gonna have a bullet in my liver for my whole life. I'm not gonna be able to see it. I'm probably not gonna be able to feel it at a certain point, but it's always gonna be there. It grazed my lung, it went through my liver, and it grazed my lung, it went through my liver.
When you heard the shots initially, did you realize what it was immediately?
Gabriella did and I didn't. Yeah. I remember Gabriella was screaming, I was hit. I felt it in my back, and I thought maybe I was getting a cramp in my side from running. It took a really long time until I saw, like, the blood on my hand to know that that was the reality. Yeah. I just kept running. I didn't think that had happened. Yeah. I felt it in my back, and I thought maybe I was getting a cramp in my side from running. It took a really long time until I saw, like, the blood on my hand to know that that was the reality. Yeah. I just kept running. I didn't think that had happened.
Yeah. This is the liver. And this is what happens when someone punches you in the liver. A well-placed shot to the liver, even one that's not particularly hard, can put you in excruciating pain. If you've yet to experience this sensation in your life, well, consider yourself fortunate. A blow to the liver, whether a punch, a knee, or a swift kick, will likely leave you incapacitated. In addition to the agonizing pain, you'll feel breathless, fatigued. Your legs may give out from under you. It's not a matter of willpower or how big or tough you are. A swift shot to the liver will shut your body down.
And I felt it in my back, and I thought maybe I was getting a cramp in my side from running. It took a really long time until I saw, like, the blood on my hand to know that was the reality. I just kept running. I didn't think that had happened. Yeah. It grazed my lung, it went through my liver, and it went through my liver, and it...
Here you can see the extent of liver damage caused by a 6 meter per second liver punch. A comparison of the simulated result on the right with the victim on the left shows the severity of such an injury. A perfectly placed liver shot with even moderate power and speed could rupture a liver. This is a fight between former UFC heavyweight champion Bas Rutten, an expert in liver shots, and Jason DeLucia. This shot right here is the famous shot that ruptured DeLucia's liver. Okay, injury or not, the liver shot is still going to take you out, at least temporarily. And the cause of this sudden paralysis isn't just due to extreme pain. Physiologically, there's actually more going on. When a punch initially lands on the liver, there are dynamic pressure changes in the organ itself. The liver is flexible, it's pliable. So if one side of the liver gets compressed with a punch, the other side will get stretched. There are a lot of nerve fibers in the capsule around the liver, linking it directly to the autonomic nervous system. So as the liver gets compressed and stretched from the impact, you get nerve signals that move along this pathway. The part of the nervous system that controls involuntary actions is the autonomic nervous system, or ANS. Now, the longest nerve of the ANS is the vagus nerve, and when this gets stimulated, a series of events start to unfold. First, there's a sudden dilation or widening of blood vessels all over your body, with the exception of the brain. Normally, when this happens, your heart rate increases to maintain blood pressure to the cardiovascular system. But in this case, the stimulation of the vagal nerve network causes a decrease in heart rate. This happens at the same time as the dilation of blood vessels, so the blood pressure drops dramatically. In a last-ditch effort to control the blood pressure and maintain blood flow to the brain, since the functioning brain is vital for life, the body tries to force itself into a horizontal or supine position. This survival tactic is the reason for the collapse, and if the liver shot is severe enough, you can also lose consciousness.
It took a really long time until I saw like the blood on my hand to know that that was the reality. I just kept running. I didn't think that that had happened. I just don't know that I'm ever going to forget how it felt. It feels really bad. And it took until Gabriel was like, I think he's going to shoot, but we just booked it. We got out of there as fast as we could. It feels really bad. That's all I have to say.
Step inside.